Hey everybody, welcome to Talk is BDC Wrestling. I am your host, your boy BDC, and we are here with another great podcast. I wanted to talk about just a few things, nothing super major, but some stuff, you know, I want to talk about. Like, I want to talk about Jeff Hardy. You know, Jeff Hardy, you know, thinking he is bigger than life. After what happened, some things happened. I want to talk about the AEW season 2 being over with. And I want to talk about this Jinder Mahal and Hook thing in AEW going. So Jinder Mahal and Hook, I'm going to talk about a little bit about Fight Forever, season 2 ending, and possibly, you know, when the season 3 comes. And we're going to talk about Jeff Hardy. You know, those are 3 points. Those are 3 points that we're going to be talking about. So, yeah, let's get into it. Before we start, hopefully everybody's been having a good time, you know, listening to other podcasts and just watching wrestling, playing some Fight Forever, playing some 2K23, and, you know, just enjoying life. You know, it is 2024. So, you know, and don't forget, you know, to show a little love, you know, like, share, and, you know, if you're feeling really, really good, rate the podcast 5 stars. You know, it always helps. But, yeah, let's get right into this episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. Hey everybody, let's get right into it. The first story I want to talk about is Jeff Hardy. Now, everybody know that, you know, I'm a big Jeff Hardy fan, always been, you know, the Hardy Boys, TLC matches, you know, his Intercontinental run, his TNA championship run. I've been a big fan of Jeff Hardy, you know. For all the mistakes he's made, you know, I still been there with him, you know, day one. But, you know, this week when I got on X, you know, Facebook and all the, you know, the websites and stuff like that, and I see Jeff Hardy isn't happy about his last AEW run, his current AEW run, I should say. You know, I can't feel for him because you messed up. You know, I don't want to get on here and talk about all the mistakes and stuff like that, but he messed up in the middle of a great AEW run. So every time you mess up, you take 2 steps back. You know, you can't expect to come back and just be like, hey, Tony Khan, I'm back from whatever I tried to do. You know, I'm better. And main event run, you know, main event push, best tag team in the world. No, that's not how it works. Tony Khan got so many great tag teams right now. And, you know, and I get it. You know, you're the Hardy Boys. You're older. You don't have that much time. And, you know, I don't know if you want to retire soon or anything, but you messed up. You know, you got to earn your way back. Now, is AEW booking them right? I don't know. They are losing matches. You know, they don't get as much TV time as they, you know, they used to. But, you know, if I was Jeff Hardy, I'd be apologizing to Matt Hardy. You know, in the middle of your run, you know, you made another mistake. People make mistakes, you know, but he made a lot of mistakes. So he should be happy he's on TV, you know. Earn your way back. You know, if I say, you know, a couple of months, maybe a year, that, you know, they're not booking you right, you know, maybe leave. Where are you leaving to? TNA? WWE's not going to take you back. Maybe. They might, but I don't know. And then they, apparently he deleted what he said, you know, so I guess it makes, you know, AEW look bad or Tony Khan look bad. So but I don't know how I feel about that, you know. I mean, I'm a big Jeff Hardy fan. I like Jeff Hardy a lot. Like I said, I'm pretty sure a lot of, you know, people follow Jeff Hardy was disappointed. Every time he has a setback, it's like, oh my God, like, you know, what do you do this time? You know, everybody has stuff in life that, you know, they have setbacks and stuff like that. But a lot of people don't get the opportunities, you know, Jeff Hardy gets, you know, for messing up. You know, I don't mess up my job and come back and just, you know, some people don't come back. They get fired and, you know, life goes on. They got to find something different, you know. And, you know, I guess, you know, he went from TNA to WWE to AEW. He didn't get fired from all them places, but, you know, WWE did let him go at one point where they didn't want him. So, you know. But I don't want to sound like a Jeff Hardy hater. I do, you know, love Jeff Hardy. Always hope he keeps his head, you know, clean and, you know, system clean and stay off, you know, whatever he's on, he's drinking. And, you know, and for the most part, I hear he's been doing really, really good. You know, I understand when people get depressed, they go through stuff. And, you know, I've been through that stuff before, you know, where I go through stuff in life and want to drink and, you know, and just do stuff. But, you know, I'm not like a superstar. When you're a superstar, you got, you know, you got cameras on you everywhere you go. You know, people are looking for you to mess up, you know, so they can have news and stuff like that, you know. So all I will say, this is the last thing I will say, you know, Jeff Hardy, just be smart and stay, you know, humble. And, you know, Tony Khan, I believe, is good at giving second chances. And hopefully, you know, the Hardy Boys get their final run. Maybe we'll get to see the Hardy Boys, Edge and Adam, or Adam Copeland and Christian Cage, maybe in a last match or retirement match for all four of them at one point. That would be really, really cool to end their career. You know, the Hardys versus Adam Copeland and Christian Cage. That would be super, super nice. But I don't know how he wants to end his career. He might want to end his career in a TLC match or something. But they could do a TLC, you know, tag match. That would be lit, you know. That'd be super late right there as a retirement, you know. And let me know on social media what y'all think, you know. Let me know on X/Twitter, people say. They don't just say X, they say /Twitter. Let me know on there what you think about this, you know. Do you think, you know, Jeff Hardy should be thrown in the main event mix, or, you know, given the tag team titles, you know, or should he work his way back up, you know, like a jobber? You know, jobber makes their way up the ladder and, you know, get to that main event status again. Should he, or, you know, should you just, you know, if Tony Khan is booking, should he just say, hey, he's older, let me just hurry up and get him out there, you know? Because it ain't like Jeff Hardy has like 20 years of wrestling still, you know. He might have another good 10 years, you know, if he's good with injuries and stuff like that. But, yeah, I don't know. But, you know, the beat goes on, and I want to talk about this next story. You know, it's been in my head for a while, you know, all day. You know, I'm a big fan of AEW Fight Forever. Everybody knows that. AEW has its problems. You know, they have good stuff. They have bad stuff. But one thing I'm not going to do, I'm not going to get on YouTube and Twitch and Twitter and YouTube, everywhere, anywhere, go to work, whatever. I'm not going to go and just bash this game, you know, bash it. You know, I get on YouTube, and it's like it's all I see. All I see is people bashing this game, but they're playing it, though. These YouTubers are making videos. They're getting their likes up. Oh, but we want you to buy the game. The game is fun. We have to support it. But, you know, season 2 is the worst thing ever. It's the devil, you know. Yes, it's $22, the season 2. It's been on sale for $22 for about a week or two. $25, $24.99 or $25.99 regular price. You know, whoop-de-whoop. It's not that big of a deal. Like, I go to McDonald's and spend like $10 to $15 on a combo. You know, is Toni Storm, you know, too much for $11.99 for one character? Yeah, you know, you could say it's too much. 10 new music tracks and some skins and the character. Yeah, it is. But, you know, am I going to go... It don't make sense if I go to Fortnite and go buy a skin for $20 that don't do nothing. They just got a skin and that's it. You know, oh, I got a LeBron James skin or a John Cena skin and that's it. They don't do nothing. No abilities or nothing. So, yeah, is it too much? Maybe. The season pass is only $24.99, you know, and it's been on sale for $22. Sorry, it's been a long day. I've been thinking about this all day. But am I going to get online and just make video after video after video just bashing it? And then you wonder why people don't play this game sometimes. It's hard to find matches in rank and stuff like that. You wonder why. Because you're behind a computer on the keyboard typing and got a camera on. Oh, man, AEW's the devil. The devil. The season two is the devil. No, it's not that bad. Like, people don't, they don't fail to realize is people don't tell you how much fun they be playing too, though. They be making videos during game nights and stuff, having fun with their friends and stuff like that. I play AEW Fight Forever. I'm pretty known in the Discord, you know, Fight Forever official Discord, and I play all the time. We play and have fun. You know, they did tournaments. We do Fatal 4-Ways. We do tag matches. We do all that stuff. I got people on my friends just to hit me up. We'll be playing. So they don't tell you the good stuff, you know, about the game. And I'm here to tell you the good stuff about it. Like, you know, the season two, you know, I got it for $25. I got Tony Storm. I got some new music. I got new t-shirts. Beat the Elite. Beat the Elite is not as bad as people say it is. Some people like it. Some people hate it. Beat the Elite is pretty fun. I think it's something fun to pass the time by, to practice, to get more stuff you earn and, you know, prizes, they say, t-shirts and stuff like that. And, you know, and the last but not least, you know, the first DLC you got, a part of that was the Acclaim and the Dynamite, the new Dynamite set. It wasn't the worst, you know, so I think people should just calm down. Calm down with all the hate videos of AEW Fight Forever, please. Like, AEW is not that bad, but then you want the fan base to grow and, I don't want to get on X and YouTube every morning just to see hate videos of you bashing, like, you know, and it's a couple of YouTubers, you know. I don't want to put no names out there, but like, damn, like, give it a break. They said season three is coming with some more content. They got an update coming next week. Chill. Like, you don't need to make 10 million videos before next week bashing it more and more and more. But then wonder when you get on and, oh, there's not that many people on the ranked matches. Or why is everybody playing Stadium Stampede more? You're running, you're killing the fan base and don't even know. Just because you want to have your likes and stuff like that and get your views up on the channel, your subscriptions and stuff like that. Stop it. Like, you want to talk about Wrestling Code and other games? Go ahead. You know, those games are good too. They're coming. But AEW Fight Forever, I think, you know, and I made my complaints about it too. I'm not going to lie and sit here and act like, you know, I say the game is perfect. It's not perfect by any means necessary. It's a work in progress. Just like I played Fortnite when it came out day one. The game had a lot of issues. PUBG, PlayerUnknown Battleground, had a lot of issues. And that game been, you know, in the making for years and years and years. And they've been updating it and it's got a lot better. Still use some help, but it got a lot better though. AEW Fight Forever is getting there. You know, to me, it's match types away from being a good game. You know, the DLC with the characters and stuff like that, they can keep going with that. But I think the game, once you add match types, you know, maybe, you know, downgrade some stuff with the pin and all that stuff like that, where you can kick out a little bit more. They have been kicking out a little bit, but kick out consistently. And I think it'll be a lot better. It's a few tweaks from being a great wrestling game, but it's not that far. When you listen to these YouTubers and stuff like that and want to whine and cry all day about the game and make hate videos, of course, trust me, BDC, Talk is BDC Wrestling. It's the podcast you want to listen to. I'm going to give you the good news. I'm going to give you some bad news about it, but I'm not going to just bash the game and just make a living off of bashing the game, sitting behind a keyboard and a camera, just, ooh, the game is the devil. It's the devil. No. It's a good game. Trust me. You know, you might want to wait till the price go down, maybe to $30 or whatever, $40, you know, or get the, you know, the Boom Edition and get all the stuff with it. It's a good game. You know, it's not that bad. But I'm going to take a quick little break real quick. And we're going to talk about, you know, Jinder Mahal and Hook, Tony Khan, you know, before we end this podcast. So I'm going to take my break and I'll be right back. Okay, we are back. We are back. Let's talk about this Jinder Mahal hook, Tony Khan thing, without getting super, super into detail about it. Tony Khan went on Twitter and tweeted some stuff about, you know, trying to justify why Jinder Mahal, you know, what was the reason why getting the title match, you know, basically saying, you know, he lost all year and, you know, and I get his point, you know, then he tried to justify why Hook is getting a title match. You know, he's like 28-1, you know, he went on, you know, Dark and Elevation and beat a lot of jobbers and he beat some good people too. You know, Will Uter. I cannot pronounce, I'm gonna kill his name. He beat some good people though. Hook, you know, he beat some good people in that streak, you know, that long streak, you know, including Jungle Boy, Jack Perry, and, you know, what I think Tony Khan is just defending his company, but at the same time, I understand, you know, maybe, you know, have somebody else go on your ex or ex and say some stuff like that. Maybe, you know, he didn't need to be doing that, but, you know, I don't think he killed Hook's run, you know, for getting a title match, but I think he damaged it a little bit. You know, Hook is pretty good, you know. If you watch AEW, you know Hook is pretty good. You know, he's been kicking butt. He's like his dad. I'm so sorry. So sorry. That came out of nowhere. Came out of nowhere. I had to sneeze. That's like, when it's like first time, second time I sneezed on here. Maybe. I don't know. I tried to mute it. I didn't get it in time. But, yeah, back to that. You know, Hook is a damn good wrestler. You know, he's similar style to Samoa Joe. You know, he's just smaller. You know, Samoa Joe, I remember, used to give Taz, you know, he used to follow Taz a little bit in TNA. You know, he's come out with his towel and kind of like a task interest and stuff like that. So, you know, with Samoa Joe's, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Samoa Joe was the one that pushed this, like, feud with him and Hook. But, you know, I popped a little bit when I seen, you know, on Dynamite this week where the music hit. And, you know, it was kind of like Batman a little bit. You seen the Hook logo pop up and Samoa Joe look at it. And then he came out and is looking so hard. You know, go to TikTok. Go to TikTok and go to the AEW TNT page, and they did it. They played it with the Batman music. Oh my god! Like, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. But yeah, I don't think it's as bad as everybody make it seem. Like, you know, like next time Tony Khan just shut his mouth a little bit, or get off the phone a little bit, and just, you know, just let the wrestlers cook. You know, Hook has been doing his thing, and you know, I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, Jinder Mahal versus Seth Rollins for the title next week on Monday Night Raw. I'm looking forward to Dynamite next week, you know, Hook versus Samoa Joe for the AEW Championship, you know. But I think Tony Khan should have just stayed out of it, and everybody wouldn't be talking about it as much, you know. You giving Jinder Mahal more, you know, more people, you know, more eyes, you know, a lot more people probably know who Jinder Mahal is. Some people know who Jinder Mahal is now that didn't know who Jinder Mahal is. They probably looked them up and, oh, that's a former champion. And well, I might have to see, you know, this guy now on Monday Night Raw. So, you know what? You might have gave him some views, you know. So, but at the same time, Jinder Mahal saying, who's Hook? You know, people might have seen that tweet, even though he took it down like a day later. Some people might have seen it and looked up Hook. Oh, that's Hook from, you know, he's from AEW, you know, seen some of his matches. Oh, this guy's pretty good. So, you know, I don't know. I don't got no hate for none of them. Like, you know, Jinder Mahal is kind of like a joke, you know, but that's just the way they've been booking him, you know. So, but I guess they're giving him some, you know, some good stuff because, you know, he got his butt kicked on. He got his butt kicked to The Rock, and now he's fighting Seth Rollins, you know, this week or next week coming up. So, you know, you get into it with The Rock, get people's elbow, rock bottom, and then you attack the champion next week after that. And the week after that, you're fighting him for the title. So, you know, nobody believes Jinder Mahal is winning. Nobody believes Hook is winning, you know, beating Samoa Joe. So, but, you know, for wrestling fans, we're the winners, you know, going into this, you know. these are going to be two good matches. General Hall used to be a former WWE champion, you know, and Hook has been FTW champion, two-time FTW champion. So, you know, Hook is pretty good and General Hall is pretty good. So, you know, it's going to be a good week coming up. You know, two title matches and, you know, I think the fanboys and stuff like that are going to be comparing the ratings and stuff like that. And I don't get into all that stuff. You know, I just want to see a good show, good wrestling matches. And, you know, people want to talk about AEW for, I think, the wrong reason sometimes. Like, you know, a lot of the fanboys, they get on there and look at, you know, get pictures from people, you know, that went to the shows and want to point out the empty seats. And then they just fail to point out the empty seats for WWE. And you get lost into that because, you know, you're not seeing how good the show is. And, you know, the shows are pretty good. And I don't look at to see the crowd unless it's so obvious. And like, AEW has been having a good crowd lately. Even WWE, you know, has been having good crowds. They've been selling out. Back in the day, you see empty seats, and it just was nothing. Okay, people couldn't afford it, or people just didn't go. Now these days, people justify that as being like the show making it seem like it's bad. Oh, they only sold 500 tickets out of 1,000 tickets. So, you know, but was the show good? You know, I don't understand. Make it make sense. You know, how do I judge a show from watching on TV? You know, supposed to say what I was supposed to say. Oh, they didn't have a sellout crowd, so the show sucked. No, like even when you watching on TV, both shows, you know, if you don't see that sellout crowd, you see good camera views and it look like it's sold out. That's all that matters to me. All that matters to me is putting on a good wrestling show, or at best a decent wrestling show. Who cares about the crowd and all that stuff like that? When I've been to plenty of Raws and SmackDowns where like half of the stadium is full. Never have I ever took a picture of Raw and just clowned it because of that. You can go back and look at all my old videos and stuff like that. I never took pictures. I even took pictures of Cody Rhodes when I went to AEW and there was some empty seats in the back. Never said nothing about that. Was talking about how good the pictures was and stuff like that and just how I enjoyed the show. So, you know, that's the way I look at it as, you know, I enjoyed the shows I've been to. You know, are they good shows? Are they bad shows? I don't care about who was there with me, who's seen the shows and stuff like that. I think people get too caught into that, and it just sucks to be a wrestling fan nowadays when people are talking about that. You know, oh, I seen Monday Night Raw this week. I seen that empty camera shot. You know, the show wasn't it just wasn't it for me after I seen that. I'd be like scratching my ear, like, huh? I don't know. I guess this because I'm old school. I grew up watching in the Attitude Era and stuff like that, and TNA, and, you know, I don't care about all that other stuff. Like, it's whack. It sucks that people got to get into that and, you know, and try to use it as ammo for if a reason why a show sucks that they thought sucked. You know, a lot of these people don't like AEW. That's the reason that's all they talk about. Oh, the crowd wasn't, you know, it wasn't a lot of people in the crowd, or it didn't sell out. But yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to get my thoughts on that real quick. You know, I feel like that was a must. You know, I had to talk about it. Everybody else was talking about it. And, you know, I'm a Hook fan. So Hook is that dude, and he's going to be a future AEW champion. Mark my words. I don't know if it's going to be this year. It's going to be in the next 2 years, though. Mark my words. You heard it on Talk is BDC Wrestling. Hook is going to be a AEW All Elite Wrestling Champion. I guarantee you. And one more thing before we leave. My homeboy tried to talk about, you know, AEW. He tried to talk about Hook. Not knowing who Hook was, but WWE was interested in Hook. You know, they wanted Hook. They seen the potential in Hook. So, you know, WWE know who Hook is. Trust me. General Hall know who Hook is. If he don't, Vince McMahon know who Hook is. But I'll just leave it at that. But I appreciate y'all for coming, you know, listening to Talk is BDC Wrestling. You know, if you're at work or at home or in bed or driving to work, I appreciate y'all listening. You know, I'm going to always bring the best, my little debates and what I think and opinions. And, you know, I'm going to always debate stuff with the YouTubers and, you know, people on Discord and stuff like that, because I'm not here to bash AEW or WWE. I'm just here to give you what I think is true. you know, for me, my opinion, you know, and I'm going to give you the real stuff about it, what I think. I'm not going to just bash the game updates just because it's cool and everybody else is doing it. I'm not going to bash Jinder Mahal or anything a lot just because everybody's doing it. I'm going to give you my opinion 100%. And I'm not on here to get likes and stuff just because, ooh, I want to go on the internet and just bash AEW Fight Forever update because everybody else is doing it. Let me get on here, see if I can get some likes and some views. No, I'm not about that. I just want to get on here and tell people the game is still good. It got good stuff. You know, Jinder Mahal is going to have a good match. Seth Rollins is going to have a good match. You know, Jinder Mahal, Seth Rollins is going to have a good match. Samoa Joe and Hook is going to have a good match. You know, the AEW Fight Forever season is going to be here. It's going to be announced soon. I think it's going to be good. You know, hopefully we'll get our match types and stuff like that. And, you know, Jeff Hardy is going to come back and, you know, enjoy his last run, hopefully. You know, hopefully it's in AEW. You know, we get, you know, Adam Copeland and Christian. But we don't know. You know, it depends on how Jeff Hardy, you know, act. And, you know, if he's good enough to, you know, keep being good. You know, without messing up. You know, I like Jeff Hardy at the end of the day. He's one of my favorite wrestlers, one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. He's just not one of my favorites. He's one of my favorites of all time. So, yeah, you know, he's top 10 for sure, you know, top 10. But, yeah, I've been talking too much. I appreciate everybody listening. And, yeah, that is Talk is BDC Wrestling. And I will see y'all on the next one. We'll be right back.